Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pomino.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of the hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Lady Blacksmith. The roaring, brawling town of Laredo in the 1870s remained a haven for bandits and outlaws until the time a woman was elected sheriff. However, Birdie Nightingale was no ordinary woman. She was 6 feet tall and carried 220 pounds of brawn and muscle. This she put to use by being the town blacksmith as well as sheriff. As our story opens, a tall, sinister rider and his short, rotund companion approach Birdie's peaceful town.
I tell you, Pudge, it'll be like shooting a sitting duck off a log.
Now, Slick, my boy, we mustn't be over-optimistic. It will serve to make us careless.
I figure this job from every angle, Pudge. We can't miss.
So you say.
Look, Pudge, since this big moose of a woman has taken over being sheriff in Laredo, they've had no crime.
No crime, you say? Very interesting, very interesting.
That's right, Pudge. All them town folk have become so slack and trusting, we'll have no trouble helping ourselves to whatever money's in that bank.
Aren't you overlooking this formidable female, this Sheriff Birdie Nightingale, Slick?
No, I ain't, Pudge. That's why I dealt you in on this job.
Elucidate, Slick, my boy. Explain further in minute and infinitesimal detail.
You'll understand better, Pudge, when you get a look at this Sheriff Birdie Nightingale. You ain't never seen a bigger or heftier woman in your whole life.
Yes, but what does that to do with me?
Well, it seems this big horse of a gal only likes little, plump men.
Aha. The light begins to filter through the opaqueness. The shoe commences to fit.
I thought you'd see it that way, Pudge.
Yes, Slick, my boy, I think I do. While I engage the fair lady's attention...
I disengage the money from the bank.
Yes, it appears you've examined this business opportunity from every angle.
I've covered them all, Pudge. We'll be out of town before them greenhorns know what happened.
One further precaution, Slick. In the event this female with the proportions of a prairie schooner fails to succumb to my charms...
Now, with them fancy clothes you wear, that smooth, sweet-talking way you got about you, you ain't doubting your own abilities, are you?
Well, no, it's not that. It's only wisdom to take precaution for every eventuality.
Meaning?
Well, in the event she becomes suspicious, shall I shoot her?
Yeah. And be sure to shoot her dead.
Oh, it's just terrible, awful. Oh, Pancho, nothing Pancho ever able to make it.
Oh, come now, Pancho. It's not that bad.
Oh, you not sabe, Cisco. When a hombre get the empty feeling inside, it is so lonely. The big empty space of pain. Sometimes a hombre even could die from it. Oh, she's going to give Pancho such sorrow. Pancho, maybe lay down and pass away. Oh.
All right. Go on into the cafe and have another meal.
Oh, Cisco, you better than a doctor. Oh, that's the best medicine in the world for Pancho. Pancho, sure, Pancho feel wonderful.
Oh, what a faker you are, Pancho. You had a very large meal at lunchtime.
Oh, but Pancho hear that the cafe in Laredo had a very, very good food.
How could you have heard that? We have never been in Laredo before.
Oh, Pancho got the nose for the good food, just like Cisco got the nose for the bandidos.
I'll take your word for it. There's the cafe just ahead.
You stopping at the cafe too, no, Cisco?
Well, I was not planning to. I'm not hungry.
Oh, but you got to do this, Cisco. They got the very educated chicken dumplings.
Educated chicken dumplings?
Si, they're so good, they speak for themselves.
All right. Educated. You can tell me about them. I want to stop at the blacksmith first. Diablo's left hind shoe needs replacing. I'll see you later.
Hold on, hold on.
I'll meet you back here at the cafe.
Yeah, bueno, Cisco. When you be here... Pancho, see you later, loco. You be sure to be here when Pancho come back, loco. Chicken dumplings. Smashed potatoes. Gooseberry pie. Oh, this got to be a good place to eat. There's lots of people here in the middle of the afternoon.
Howdy, stranger. Sit yourself down here at the counter. Name your victuals.
Buenos dias, senor.
Breezy's my name. Breezy McCauley. What's yours?
Pancho called Pancho, senor Breezy.
What do you have, Pancho?
Now, how you know Pancho want what on his plate, senor Breezy? Oh, chicken dumplings and smashed potatoes? How you know that just what Pancho want?
Cease and desist.
Oh. Why you hit Pancho's hand and stick Pancho with a fork, hombre?
You were about to stuff my dinner into your fat face, sir.
Well, that no reason for you to hit Pancho's hand.
That fat hombre sitting next to you giving you trouble, Pudge?
Nothing I can't handle, sir.
Now, don't get your dand up over a plate of food. How about something else, Pancho?
Only something else Pancho want is the chicken dumplings and the smashed potatoes, Senor Breezy.
Well, I'm sorry, Pancho. That was the last order I had. Howsomever, on the other hand, I could potch up for you ham and eggs, steak and potatoes, liver and onions, pork chops and applesauce, veal cutlets and green beans, roast pork, roast leg of lamb, roast beef and roast. That's pot roast, that is.
No chicken dumplings?
No chicken dumplings.
You heard him, fat face.
You call Pancho the fat face, you fat one, you? Slap Pancho's hand and you stick it with a fork, huh? You fat little coyote, you. Who you think you push around?
Sir, your illiterate expressions and uncouth actions leave me no alternative but to...
But to what, hombre?
Fellas,
to call upon my stalwart companion here to deliver unto you the pièce de résistance. Slick, give him a punch in the nose.
I'll do better than that, Pudge.
First up, take this fat clown's gun.
You let Pancho be, you maverick.
Sure, after this fat fool gives us a little dance to the tune of his own gun.
I'll not shoot so near to Pancho's feet.
Let dance, you fat tongue.
Hey, Pancho dance, Pancho dance.
Very good.
Here comes real trouble.
Ezekiel, Ebenezer, what in tarnation is the commotion about? Will you stop that chicken around like a monkey on a stick?
Oh, Pancho, glad to.
What is going on here, Pancho?
I'll do the questioning, stranger. Just cause you come in here with me, don't give you the right to consider yourself my deputy.
But, senora, I thought you were the blacksmith.
When I'm shoeing horses, I'm the blacksmith. And when I'm tending lawbreakers, I'm the sheriff. Now, where's my badge? Oh, here it is.
Ah, fair lady. Then you are the famous and renowned Birdie Nightingale.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, that fancy talking fat baboon. He the cause of all the trouble.
So you wish to indulge in fisticuffs?
Methuselah and Matthew. Just like a couple of meddlesome old ladies. Now, see here, you two. First, separate.
Not before I best my adversary in battle.
Pancho, show you fat stuffed pig, you.
Pancho!
Until you two can cool off, I'll have to keep your paw first, you.
Hey, senora, put Pancho back down on the floor.
There.
Senora, what What you doing to me?
Why, you've hung him on a wall hanger to cool him off. That's wonderful, Miss Birdie. Wonderful. Here now, what are you doing?
There's another coat hook on the wall. Come, Sammy, if I ain't going to give you the same treatment.
A momento, senora. I do not like to interfere with the law, but I know Pancho does not act like this without a good reason. Here, Chico, I'll lift you down.
Gracias.
Now, just what do you think you're doing?
That's what I'd like to know, you wall-eyed Ranahan.
You tell him, Slick.
So you are the maverick who likes to see an hombre dance. How does my kind of humor hit you, eh?
You hit him right in the face, Cisco.
Cisco!
Cisco, kid.
Do not let my name stop you, Coyote. You are going to use the guns which are still in your hands.
See those Pancho's guns, too.
Jeremiah and Jebediah. There'll be none of that. There'll be no gunplay in this town.
Yeah, whatever you say, Sheriff Nightingale.
Yes, and as for you, Cisco, I've heard of your reputation. This here town of Laredo's got no room for outlaws.
Well, what are you jawing about, Birdie Nightingale? The Cisco kid's no more an outlaw than you are.
Now you shut your tail trap, Breezy McCauley. You can remain in town for tonight only, Cisco. If you ain't made tracks by sunup, you may not live to see the next sundown.
But Slick, my boy, are you certain this conduct is the proper course of action?
Of course it is, Pudge. You heard what that sheriff said to the Cisco kid.
Aren't you forgetting the real reason we came to Laredo?
Now, look. By robbing that cafe owner, Breezy McCauley, and leaving this belt loop of ponchos I picked up at the cafe this afternoon...
You intend to throw suspicion for the robbery on Cisco and Poncho, right?
Right. And having that lady blacksmith sheriff busy with keeping Cisco and Pancho in jail will be better than...
My keeping her occupied.
Yes.
Slick, my boy, I surmise your crafty noggin has hatched a winner.
Come on, then. It's late enough so everybody in town's asleep.
You've discovered where Breezy slumbers?
Right here, back at the cafe. And he's a trusting old goat. I bet he didn't even lock his door.
Undoubtedly lulled into security by that female dreadnought of a sheriff.
I'll handle him.
Open. Just as you predicted, Slick.
Who's there?
Well, your gun whipped him, Slick.
What do you want me to do? Give him a chance to yell.
Look how still he is. Do you think you killed him?
I hope I did. It'll mean Cisco and Pancho will be wanted for murder.
And it may be that Cisco and Pancho will be accused of murder. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast. Dripping with rich yellow creamery butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread. Made from healthy, nutritious wheat and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick at home, at school, or at work. So remember... A good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Lady Blacksmith. Slick Morrison and Pudge Kendrick plot to rob the bank in Laredo after they learn the town has a lady sheriff, Bertie Nightingale, who is also the town's blacksmith. Cisco and Pancho have a run-in with the bandits in Breezy McCauley's cafe. That night, Slick gun-whips Breezy and robs him, leaving a clue which will place the robbery and perhaps murder on Cisco and Pancho. Unaware of this, they have left town and are now headed west.
Pancho's still so very sleepy, Cisco.
Oh, you got plenty of sleep, did you not, Pancho?
But we got to leave so early in the morning. Pancho's still not waked up yet.
Well, it was not worth having trouble with the Senora Sheriff. She told us to leave town before sunup. I'm glad we did it.
Pancho, wish we got the time to fix that fat baboon and his coyote partner would make Pancho do the dance.
Sooner or later, they will get what is coming to them. Bullies usually get into trouble with the law because by nature, they are lawbreakers.
Well, you mean their nature caused them to break the law and they... Oh, look back there, Cisco. Riders. Hey, lots of them.
I see them. Put them... Oh, I think it is... See, this is the Senora Sheriff, Bertie Nightingale.
Oh, never pass it with her. Cisco, maybe you forget to pay her for nailing the new shoe on the AMLO.
No, I paid her, Pancho.
Surround them, boys! Keep your guns on them! Oh! Hold there! Cisco, you're a no-good, low-down polecat.
What is this all about, Senora Sheriff?
See, what Cisco and Pancho do, Senora Blue Jay?
I don't believe it was any of your doing, Pancho, even though the evidence does point to you. And the name is Nightingale, Bertie Nightingale.
A pretense of innocence does not refute the evidence.
What evidence is this little hombre talking about, Senora?
This here belt loop off Pancho's trousers.
I suppose you'll be denying it's yours.
Well, the belt loop from Pancho's pantalones. Oh, see, he's gone. Look.
Yeah, and it was found in Breezy McCauley's room after he was robbed and gun-whipped.
Robbed and gun-whipped? Oh, surely you do not think we would do it.
The evidence speaks for itself.
That's right.
So I'm a-taking you both back to Dorito and locking you in the calaboose. And you better hope Breezy don't die, Cisco, because if he does, you're going to hang.
We could have had that bank robbed and been across the border by now, Pudge.
The fortunes of war, Slick, my boy. You know, if we hadn't joined the posse, that female juggernaut might have suspected us of robbing Breezy.
Yeah, too bad he's still alive. I should have made sure he was dead after I gun-whipped him.
There's really no necessity for regret, Slick. Breezy's unable to identify his assailant.
Yeah, I know. That still don't get us our bank money. Now, here's the livery stable, Pudge. Might as well leave the horses.
Hello! Groom! Groom!
Reckon he's around, Pudge. Have to unsaddle these critters ourselves. Come on.
Say, this is Sunday, is it not, Slick?
Yeah, why?
Well, every business establishment in town, including the bank, is closed, isn't it?
I reckon so. Now, here's a couple of empty stalls. What do you got in mind, Pudge?
That dynamite in the wagon out behind the barn is responsible for the idea. Now, I engage the sheriff's attention while you plant the dynamite at various locations in town.
Yeah, Pudge. Yeah, it's a cinch to work. I'll set the fuses so that while everybody's at one end of town, I'll be able to rob the bank.
That's what I intended.
What about the jail?
Arrange to dynamite Cisco's cell before the bank. Is a necessary insurance we cannot afford to be without, since it will be impossible for us to be trailed by the corpse of the Cisco Kid.
The beds in this jail are hard like the ground, Cisco.
See, Pancho, they are.
Why for you let that lady sheriff take us prisoner and not say nothing, Cisco?
Because I am just as interested to find out who robbed Breezy McCauley as she is.
Well, how the belt loop from Pancho's pantalones could be in Senor Breezy's room when he get gone whipped?
I think I know, Chico.
Oh, you tell Pancho.
Well, when Senora Bertie Nightingale hung you on the wall hook, it tore the belt loop from the back of your pantalones.
Si, that could be.
It Coyote, who gun whipped Senor Breezy, picked it up and left it in the room when he robbed him.
Oh, Pancho, think he's that little fat baboon what eat Pancho's chicken dumplings.
Could very well be, Pancho. And there's a lot of go since. He did not do it alone.
Then the maverick what do it with him got to be that big coyote what make Pancho doing the dance.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
Well, knowing it and proving it are two different things, amigo.
Seeing as how that big argument over at the cafe started over a plate of chicken dumplings and mashed potatoes, well, I figured you ought to have some right here in jail, Pancho.
Oh, chicken dumplings. Oh, smashed potatoes. you cook that, senora?
Oh, shucks. Twere nothing.
Oh, you're the blacksmith and the sheriff, and you're still able to cook a meal like that. Oh, madre mia. Oh, madre mia, that wonderful Sheriff Bordy.
Zachariah and Zebediah, you men folk are all alike. Think a woman can't do more than one job. Come on now. Your food's getting cold. Well, as soon as I unlock the cell door and get my gun out of the holster.
I am sure you do not have to force Pancho at gunpoint to eat that food, Senora Sheriff.
Well, this gun is so you won't try none of your fancy jail escapes, Cisco. I heard how you were able to break out of many a calaboose.
Oh, Pancho be glad to open the door, Senora Birdie. Pancho, get the tray.
I'll tell you what, Pancho. Why don't you leave that tray in the cell for Cisco, huh? Well, he might as well be comfortable while you eat and set out in the kitchen at my table.
Oh, that's a good idea, Chico. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Pancho eat here in a cell with Cisco.
Here. Let me have the tray. Gracias, senora. Go on, Pancho. Go on.
Well...
Why, if Cisco sure... mind, and an hombre what appreciates good food the way you do.
Well, if Cisco says so, Senora Birdie, and, if you really want Pancho to...
Sure I do. As soon as I lock this cell door.
Not make another move, Senora. Pancho got you covered.
Why, what in thunder? How'd you get hold of a gun?
Oh, not you worry how Pancho get it. You drop the gun you carry in your hand.
All right. You don't have to keep poking me in the back that way.
Bueno, Pancho. I get the senora's gun. Now.
That was a dirty double-dealing trick, Pancho. And after the way I went ahead and cooked just what I thought you'd like, using a gun on me.
What gun, Senora Sheriff?
Well, now, I'll be blasted. You was just pointing your finger at me all the time.
See, Pancho not the one to say Pancho got a gun. You say it.
What am I laughing about? You better give me back my gun, Cisco.
Oh, no, senora. I regret you will have to stay locked in your own cell until we can prove we did not commit any robbery.
Hold it, Cisco. Huh? Don't turn around or make a move. I'll kill you if I have to.
That fat little baboon, Porch. He hold a gun on you, Cisco. You better do what he say.
It would seem I arrived at the opportune moment, Sheriff Nightingale.
Well, you sure did, Pudge Kendrick. Now, Cisco, I'll take the gun myself, and you'll go back into the cell.
What about this porcine hulk, Pancho? Certainly you won't risk his being free, Sheriff Birdie.
Joshua and Jordan... He's sure it's a disappointment to me.
Yeah, Birdie. Birdie Nightingale, what kind of a sheriff are you? You lift the outside door open and there's a pot of boiling on the stove in the kitchen. Hey, what goes on in here?
You can see for yourself, can't you, Breezy? Say, I thought you was knocked out cold.
Well, I ain't, am I? And it's a good thing I ain't. What's this little fat hyena doing with a gun? It was him and his partner gun whipped me and robbed me.
Stay where you are, all of you.
Pancho, maybe not so good a fighter, but Pancho able to take care of you. You fat one, you.
Bueno, Pancho. I did not know you had that much fight in you.
Thunderation! The wall of that cell.
Mother Mia, it's lucky Pancho and I were not in there.
You'd have been blown to kingdom come.
Another dynamite explosion. Give me that fat hombre's gun, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Here.
Sodom and Gomorrah, what's happened to this town?
Another explosion.
Stay here and guard that curtain, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, do it with pleasure, Cisco. Pancho, sit on his fat baboon.
Oh, when I get my hands on the skunks who's causing all this commotion, I'll tell you how.
Oh, that explosion came from the other end of town.
Then that's where I'm a-going. Come on, come on. I'm deputizing each and every one of you.
Señor Breezy, un momento.
Spread out. Search the north and west ends of town.
What is it? What's the matter, Cisco?
Those explosions came from various parts of the town, right?
Right as rain, Cisco.
I think that maverick Slick Morrison is responsible for them.
Oh. Why would he do it?
See. Why would he? Santos, of course. The bank. Which way to the bank?
Oh, come on. I'll show you. He can't get into the bank unless he...
There's your answer. He set the other explosions to throw everyone off the track.
Oh, you're right again, Cisco. Oh, there's the bank. The side door's blown out.
Side window must be inside. You stay here.
I'll get help.
Slick Morrison. You yellow rawhider.
Cisco.
Shooting the gun from your hand is not enough. First for the dynamiting. Trying to frame Pancho and me. Also for bullying Pancho. And so you remember me. And you will remember me. At least as long as you stay behind bars, because that is where the law will put you. And that is where you will remain for a long, long time.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, both of those no-good-for-nothing bad coyotes, they stay in a jail for the rest of their lives.
See. They were wanted by the law for many other crimes than the ones they committed in Laredo.
Oh, see. And that Laredo is one town Pancho not want to go back to, Cisco.
Because of Sheriff Burry Nightingale?
Oh, see, Cisco. That senora too anxious to get married.
Well, you cannot blame her for that. She's been a widow for quite some time now.
Oh, she got asked to get married lots of times.
Really? Who asked her?
Her madre and her padre.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Ah, diablo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.